The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Hello there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Monday edition of the BTN News Show. It is a brand new month. Oh yeah, it's November. November the 5th, to be exact, 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the weekend coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. So, did you get that new iPhone bought and think, okay, well, I'm officially in debt. And I didn't even get 5G with the damn thing. Well, guess what? 2020? Yeah, that might be the year for it now. We all know that wireless carriers are preparing 5G rollout, so it would make sense that the Apple iPhone would want to be a part of that. And it looks like, at least according to the FCC, Apple wants to be definitely a part of that, at least by 2020. Now, the FCC did grant Apple approval of experimental 5G technology last year. That kind of laid the groundwork for them. Now, of course, there's these Apple sources saying that iPhones will now be equipped with the 5G technology for release in 2020. Now, also in this report, which makes it a little bit more substantial, they are planning on using Intel's 8161 5G modem chips. Though, there may be some heating issues with those, so they've got a plan B. They've also been talking with MediaTek, too, to supply those 5G chips as well. Now, yeah, this is all speculation. We're 2 years away. So maybe laying down $1,500 doesn't feel quite as bad, being the fact that at least they're not going to do it to us next year. You better not, Apple. That's going to tick a lot of us off if you do. The N64 Classic. I can't wait for it either. The only problem is those November 1st came and went and we didn't hear nothing. That was supposed to be the time we were supposed to be hearing about all the unveiling of the N64 Classic. So, what happened? Well, according to Gaming Intel, the N64 Classic will be unveiled sometime later this month. Apparently, they've had to do a little bit of shuffling and things over there at Nintendo, hence it has been pushed back a little bit. Funny enough, though, Gaming Intel doesn't give an exact date of unveiling or an exact date of release. So, yeah, we're still left a little bit hanging here. But we all might remember in 2016, yeah, NES Classic that came out around Christmas. It was a hot item and nobody could get it unless you were on eBay and you wanted to pay out the butt for it. Yeah, I almost said the other word. Then in 2017, same story, different year. The SNES? Yeah, it was also hard to get a hold of. But again, came out about the same time. So if anything is to go by, yeah, we'll probably be seeing about the same time this year too. We just hope that Nintendo makes a little bit more. I ain't gonna be doing shopping on eBay this year. And finally, staying with game console news, Xbox One. So much to do on that box, isn't there? You can even have some streaming television on that box. You know, via the USB TV streaming tuner thingy there. It's a cool feature, isn't it? It allows you to control your USB tuner through your Xbox iOS and Android apps. Well, apparently no more. Yes, apparently the folks over at Microsoft thought, yeah, let's focus back on gaming a little bit more now. Let's take away all these fun stuffs. Yes, you're hearing me correctly. The USB tuner that you can use with your Xbox iOS and Android apps, that's going to be removed in 30 days. If you haven't seen it yet, then you need to check your Xbox Live messages. Microsoft's official announcement was, you may have streamed TV content using a USB tuner from your Xbox console to the Xbox app. In 30 days, the Xbox app on iOS and Android will no longer support this functionality. You will still be able to watch TV content on your Xbox One console and via streaming to the Xbox app on Windows 10. They didn't even say thank you, have a nice day, nothing. It's just straight to the point. Yeah, it's like the Snap nightmare all over again. Yeah, remember that when Snap was removed back in April of 2017? Yep, all the good stuff seems to be going away now. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, our official website. That is where you can subscribe to our podcast, our blog, and reviews. It's all over there. Go check it out for yourself right now. Also, check us out on Facebook and Instagram, too. British Tech Network, of course. Give us a follow on Twitter at British Tech. But don't forget to join up in our BTN community over at our Slack room. We'd love for you to be a part of it. Come join us. britishtech.slack.com. The News Show will be back at your way for your Tuesday installment tomorrow. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news is going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a lovely Monday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.